Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, and share like Christ. Our mission statement of our denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us the morning message. I am Lynn Frisbee, your worship leader for this morning. There's several prayer concerns in the bulletin. Bring them to your attention. Let's see, and announcements. There are a bunch of announcements on the back page of the bulletin. Bring that to your attention. Several that I'd like to highlight are that the Easter flower sign-up sheets are in the narthex, and if you would like to donate flowers for Easter Sunday and have a benediction, a dedication in the bulletin, please sign up by March 30th, or you can call the office. Flowers may be delivered to the church after Good Friday services on April 2nd. Also, the Lenten Bible study will be held in Wesley Hall on Wednesday, the 24th of this month at 2 p.m. Also, don't forget Thursdays at 10. The note here is that the coffee pot is always on, the cookies are fresh, and the fellowship is friendly. No need to bring in your knitting or craft. Just stop in and visit. Also, there are a number of upcoming food pantries in the area. On Monday, March 22nd, it will be at Sandusky at the Sanilac Transportation. At Wednesday at 9 a.m., it will be in the Melvin United Methodist Church. And Thursday, the 25th at 3:30, it will be in Brown City at Kohler Propane. Saturday, March 27th at 9:30 in Marlette at the VFW Hall. And on Monday, March 29th at 11:30 a.m., it will be in Sandusky at Sanilac Transportation. Okay. We have a number of birthdays this week. Mary Ball, Russ Shoemaker, George Lasecki, Riley Moore, Jim Platt, Phyllis Ridley, Carol Rumble, and Craig Mosier. All have birthdays this week. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Okay.
I have one while you're looking. Just handed it to me. A prayer that's answered. Walker, who is Don and Janie's grandson, this is great news, has been accepted to a special school for autistic children. Amen. That's great. Also, while he's looking, we got just a second before we come on the radio. I'm not feeling the best today, so just know that I got my vaccine, and it has given me some reactions, so I'm going to give you what I can, but pray that I can get through the service, okay? All right, Lynn, what else do you have?
Okay. That's all I have in the way of announcements. Should we go to the praise songs?
No, pray with the prelude. Okay. Quiet our hearts and minds.
During the prelude and the lighting of the candles. I'm watching the candle lighter get ready back there. Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship. Our praise songs this morning are Make Me a Servant and Lord Be Glorified.
Thank you.
Please join me in the call to worship as we, that we will recite in unison.
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked leave their way of life and change their way of thinking. Let them turn to the Lord, our God, for he is merciful and quick to forgive. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, our Father, renew our spirits and draw our hearts to thyself, that our work may not be to us a burden, but a delight. And give us such love to thee as we may sweeten all our obedience. Help us that we may serve thee with the cheerfulness and gladness of children, delighting ourselves in thee and rejoicing in all that is to the honor of thy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sing, This is a Day of New Beginnings. You may be seated. Since we have no wee little ones, I'm going to speak to those that are listening on the radio and at home. So we welcome you to the children's message. But you are all children of God. Amen. Exactly. So this morning I wanted to talk about little things like magnets. And I had a couple paper clips here. So today we're going to be talking about Jesus drawing us, people, to him. And so as we do that, I was thinking of a magnet. This isn't a very strong magnet. It's one that I just got from McKenzie Health System. Some of you did the ladies' night over the Zoom. And, you know, as we are children, if you've got a magnet at home, boys and girls, maybe something hanging on your refrigerator, if you take a paperclip and see what it will do if it sticks to that magnet. Now, I got to confess, this isn't a very strong magnet, so it didn't really stick. And I wasn't going to take the time to find another magnet, but this was on my refrigerator. But if you find one, boys and girls, that is is a little bit stronger than the magnet that I have here, and you take a paper clip. Usually if you take a paper clip to a magnet, it stays with it, doesn't it? Like God drawing us to Jesus, the magnet can draw paper clips to itself. When it does that, it just shows us that we can be able to be drawn to Christ, not with a magnet, not with a paper clip, but with the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I know magnets have something in it. I could have failed science. I didn't, but I'm not very scientific of why that works and why it doesn't. But it's fun for you boys and girls to take something, maybe something else that you could find that's metal, and put it to the magnet and see what it does. And maybe your mom and dad can help you process that very well. But that magnet has power, and so does the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has that power for us that can fill us and renew us and bring us closer to our Lord Jesus Christ, right? So I want you to think about that this week. And then Jesus said this in a scripture, "I am very troubled. What should I do? Should I pray to the Father and ask him to save me?" And he's talking about that he is going to die. This is just before Holy Week, like it is now. What would you answer him? What would you tell God if you heard him say to you, "I am very troubled. What should I do?" Some of us may say, pray. Some of us may say, seek your Father. And some people just told Jesus, "No, you are not going to die." Remember Peter? He was one. Nope. And Jesus said, "Get behind thee." Well, boys and girls, we know that Jesus Christ did die, but that he also rose again. And so as we talk about the sermon this morning, I pray you will listen as he was lifted high, not just on the cross, but lifted into the heavens with his Holy Father. So let the drawing power of the magnet remind us that it is very strong, and that the Holy Spirit is just as strong, if not stronger, than that magnet, and can draw us closer to God. Let's pray. Oh, Holy God, we ask that you be with these children of all ages, that wherever we are in our walk with you, that you draw us even closer, especially in this time of Lent and coming to Holy Week, that we may see you, that we may feel your presence, and that we may follow you in the name of Christ. Amen.
Today's Old Testament reading is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Thank you, Lynn. So as we go to Lord, this week we'll be praying for Dairy Queen If anybody is planning on going to Dairy Queen, if you would let them know that we've been praying for them. And as of last week, Linda took a bulletin to them. It was great, and the Liberty Lanes sure appreciated that. So if you're going, let me know. Make sure you take a bulletin. Let's now go to our Lord in prayer. Abba, Father, we come before you sometimes wondering where you are, sometimes seeing the answers of our prayers, sometimes seeking you and drawing closer to you, knowing that you are there for us and giving thanks. In this journey of life, Lord, we pray that you will continue to show us the way, that we can begin to understand your scriptures, that we can be filled with that power of the Holy Spirit to allow us to be closer to you. Lord, we've got many that are needing your prayer, and so we ask, Lord, that you hear our prayers and have mercy upon these people to heal, to forgive, to open a door for jobs, to provide for their needs, to bring comfort and healing, to be able to find your peace, to be safe and protected from the evil one. And Lord God, as we look at the ending of our Lent season and the beginning of Holy Week in this upcoming weeks, we pray, Lord, that we can fully get it, what you have done for us, knowing that you did not want to go to the cross and die, but that you surrendered your life for us, that we may be forgiven, that we may have hope, to have eternal life, to be able to follow a light in this darkened world. So, Lord, let us hear your message today. Let us continue to worship and praise your name, to give thanks, and to be faithful in obedience and surrendering our lives unto you. It is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that he taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our hymn is 2086, Open Our Eyes. It's on the screen. You may stand if you are able. You may be seated. Our gospel reading this morning is out of the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 to 33, as Jesus explains why he must die. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. And Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd was there and heard it, said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. And Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is a time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, they will draw all people to myself." He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Holy Week is coming. In this scripture, before the beginning of Palm Sunday, which is next week, please take note in the bulletin is the listing of all the services that are going to be going on. But Jesus is telling his disciples and the people around him one more time why he must die. I don't know if you caught it, but the beginning of that scripture is said, some Greeks were coming to worship at the festival, and they wanted to see Jesus. Now, this is a cue for Jesus to say, the end time has come. The Greeks, we've had Jews and all other people coming to know who Jesus is, and now the Greeks are beginning to ask and wonder who Jesus is, and they have questions for him. They want to see the man who is calling himself the Messiah, Jesus. So Jesus knows that the hour has come, that all of those people that were around him have now heard of him, and he must go to the cross and die. He must be lifted high. Thought about having this song, Lift High the Cross. I don't think I have it on here for closing song. Lift High the Cross, because Jesus is talking about being lifted up on the cross, but also not just the cross that he will be lifted up, but that he will be lifted up to heaven to sit at the right hand of his father. And he's asked, this is the hour. Of course, once again, like in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus is like, can't this pass from me? But he knows that he was born into this earth to come for this very moment when he will be crucified, when he will die for all of us, for you and for me, for our sins, for us to have hope to go to eternal heaven with our Lord Jesus, to follow him as we're faithful. Jesus is trying to tell them, the disciples, the Greeks, all who are around him, I must die. And then he uses this analogy because they can understand this analogy. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. Some of you that are farmers, if you have a seed and you don't plant it in the ground, is it going to bear fruit? Absolutely not. And he's talking about that so that they can understand one must die in order to produce eternal life. We use this a lot at funerals. When the person has passed, that seed must be planted in order for them to receive so much more. It's hard to think in our human minds. We want to go, what? Right? But I can do so much more than when I die. Right? I mean, it's like, okay, we need to lose our life in order to save it. I sometimes think this passage is one of the hardest to understand in the whole scriptures. Why must I lose my life in order to save it? But that's part of God's purpose for us. We were born, we're created to use our body, our mind, our soul, and strength to be faithful to God, to honor God and love one another. And then our purpose at the end of our life is this: we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We too will die, but we will be raised. We will be able to continue to bear fruit. But God still wants us to bear that fruit while we're here on earth. Again, if you have a seed and you don't plant it, it's not going to do anything, right? Well, if God gives us gifts and we don't use it, are we going to bear that fruit? Yes? No? Are you awake? Okay. God wants us to use our gifts. If we don't use our gifts, then why have those gifts? But he's given us those gifts so that we may use them. Why? To give him glory and honor, not us. Jesus said, the people heard the voice. It wasn't for Jesus to hear God's voice. It was for the people to hear God's voice. For you and I to recognize in Scripture that God spoke to the people that were there. And some of them thought it was thunder and some of them thought it was an angel. But God was speaking to them to let them know that Jesus is glorified and he'll glorify him again. And he will glorify you and I when we end our life here on this earth as we know Christ as our Lord and Savior. So why does Jesus say, my soul is troubled? It's just like in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was praying and blood came even from his skin. He was troubled because he was human. At that very moment, his humanity showed, I don't really want to die. Do any of us? Especially in that means, He knows that he will be stripped and beaten. He knows he will hang on a cross. He knows what is going to happen. And he's going, man, God, is there any other way? That's our humanness. That's Christ's humanness. But then he comes right back and he says, however, it was for this very reason that I came for this hour. I don't know about you, but I complain when I'm not feeling good. Anybody else? Several are like, yeah. We don't like to not feel great. We don't like to hurt. We don't like the pain. Do we? Yet, all of us will have pain in our lives. It doesn't say because you're a Christian, you're not going to have any pain. Sometimes we think because we're a Christian that we'll be given all the rights and righteousness, right? It doesn't work that way. For even Jesus suffered and went to the cross to die for you and I. Thinking about Adam Hamilton in our Bible study. It's a great Bible study. You can still come in and join on Wednesdays at 2 as we study the walk. As Adam Hamilton shares the spiritual disciplines, this week was on giving. Giving, being generous to God and generous to others. And I think about this passage that Jesus is talking about. He is so generous that he's willing to give his own life. That's what we've been seeking as we think about Lent and what we can do for him. He gave his life for you and I. So I hope that you've taken this time of Lent to look within yourself, to say thank you. Remember the hands. Thank you when you get up, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and thank you when you go to bed. It's what Adam was sharing with us. Well, in his generosity, he says, take your hand. 5 times in a month. He's not saying in a day. He's not even saying in a week. 5 times in a month. Can you be generous to God, to others? 5 times. In the last chapter, it was service. Can we do 5 services for God in a week's time? Has anybody done that? Not putting anybody on the spot. There's a few hands in the back. So this time it's giving. Is it all about money? No, it's about giving ourselves. See, Jesus gave his life. Are we ready to surrender ourselves to God? Can we give to others who are in need? Can we help someone else by giving to them? Whether it's finances, whether it's food, whether it's clothing, shelter. People have all kinds of needs. Maybe it's bringing them peace and comfort. I know it's really hard not to be able to give hugs in this season. But to pick up the phone and call or send a card is really helpful. So Jesus is telling the Greeks, the last people that are around him that have not heard of him, I am the Lord God. I am Jesus the Messiah. And yes, I am going to die. And I will be glorified. Will you believe in me? doesn't say that in the scripture. Those are my words. Will we believe in Jesus the Christ? Will we be willing to give of ourselves because God gave of himself? What could be more important in life? What could be more important in life than to give back to God who created us, who has provided for us, who gave us his son Jesus for us, and who gives us hope for a future, for eternal life? Don't we want to give back to him? Can we do 5 times in a month giving? I'm going to challenge you. Will you give 5 times in this month to someone, to God, to both? For God loved you so much that he gave us his son. Will you love him back by giving him so much more? Or giving him, there's no way we could give him more, give of ourselves though, to be able to maybe give more of us. Think about this passage. He surrendered. I came for this very hour. What if each one of us said that? Now, that's a real challenge, isn't it? We came for this very hour to suffer, to surrender, to give our whole being to God our Father. Next week, we begin that Holy Week, where we celebrate on Palm Sunday. Hooray! Jesus is coming into the city of Jerusalem. And many people will not go through the whole week. And we'll go through the whole week coming to a service for Jesus. So we'll celebrate with Presbyterian Church on Thursday for Maundy Thursday and then Good Friday here. So many of us come from Sunday to Sunday and it's a day of hurrah, hurrah! And we forget the week in between. But it's that week that he's talking about that happens in between the hurrah moment and the hurrah moment from Palm Sunday to Easter morning. It's in that week that Jesus was lifted high on the cross. He wanted to be glorified. He wanted God to be glorified. What will we do for Jesus Christ as we come to a close on our Lenten season? Will we give of ourselves? Will we surrender to God? In this very hour, he died for you and I. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we can't thank you enough for your Son, Jesus. The humanity of him not wanting to die, But the honesty and the spiritual side to say I must. That he gave up his whole self. That we may have life and have it abundantly. Yes, sometimes we don't give back. So I ask, Lord, that you forgive us and help us to remember to give thanks and to serve and to give, to worship and praise your name for the greatest gift you've given us and the gift of Jesus Christ. Amen. The ushers will bring the offering plate up. Again, if you have not, you may bring it forward or... Please sing. Lord God, we give you these gifts out of our abundance, for you continue to provide for us. Help us, Lord, not only financially, but literally, for us to give to out of our whole self, our whole being, to glorify you. So accept these gifts that they may be used for the ministries to touch people's lives. Here in Sandusky and throughout the world. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Our closing song is Jesus Calls Us. As you go forth this week, know that God is calling you to follow, to be faithful, to be obedient, to surrender all of yourself, that his name is glorified. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. Only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.